Business Hero Bruno Cerato by Joanne Tofflis. My hero is Bruno Cerato. I was introduced to Bruno through the Art Miles Mural Project Sports Mile Ambassador, Mr. Donald Suco. I was told that Bruno was someone very special, but little did I know that I would meet him and discover that he's a real, live, living hero, and I feel very privileged to know him. Bruno owns the Anaheim White House Restaurant, located very close to Disneyland. The restaurant is beautiful and has received many awards, including one from the American Academy of Hospitality Sciences. Bruno's a gentleman with a soft voice, a beautiful Italian accent, and his eyes are kindly and warm. Anyone who meets Bruno can tell you they sense there's something special indeed about this man. What makes Bruno a hero is that there's another side of this very accomplished and respected businessman. He possesses a very rare quality through his actions. Each day at just about 4 p.m., Bruno takes time out from his schedule and cooks pasta for quote-unquote motel kids that come to the Anaheim Boys and Girls Club. He has a van pick up the children and take them to the club so he can be sure they'll get at least one hot meal per day. He named this program Caterina's Club after his mother, who lives in Italy. In speaking with Bruno, the emotion in his voice and on his face was very moving as he described how difficult it was for him to have such a beautiful restaurant so close to Disneyland, yet to see so many children going hungry and some homeless because of circumstances that befell them. What's even more important is that this is not all he does to give back. Bruno also founded a program called Paint Your Heart Out, where he recruits volunteers to help paint the house interiors of senior citizens and the elderly, with the idea that having a fresh coat of paint on their walls in a bright and cheery environment will help them feel better. And if that weren't enough, he feeds the USA men's volleyball camp when they are in Anaheim at the Olympic Training Center there. And even in my case, extending his offer to help and support our art project to network to keep the circle going. Bruno lives in Huntington Beach, and what he does is really important to me because it shows how, despite how successful a commercial enterprise can be, a genuine hero and good person can always find a way to be generous and kind. Bruno is such a hero. Even though the economy isn't very good right now, Bruno continues to give and help the program grow. Imagine 35,000 meals served per year to children who might otherwise go hungry. What he does touches real lives and spirits, and his acts of kindness go beyond the meals. He raises money, helps with educational needs, including tutoring, music lessons, and other care for the children. It's as if he wants to ensure that each child he nurtures will be healthy and able to make their way in life. And that takes a lot of energy and sincerity. What Bruno does is very special. One only has to look at the photos of the children and the looks on their faces to know how much Bruno's generous sharing of regular meals and good food can mean to a child's life. It's really important that successful people like Bruno can share their profit to do good work by such great acts of generosity and kindness. Not only is it good for the children who eat, but to the rest of the business world to see that sharing and giving back is truly effective and important and really does make a difference in lives. Bruno has made a big difference in my life because what he does gives me hope in humanity. When I see someone else doing such wonderful things, then I'm encouraged that this hope will continue through his example of greatness, through our greatest resource, our youth. What he does has true meaning, and the fact that he also cares for and honors his mother, the children, and his staff shows me that working hard and believing in something that an individual can do will make a difference. To stay with that belief and to move a dream forward takes a lot of dedication, loyalty, and courage. And to me, Bruno Cerato exemplifies these traits.